Maestris per Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2, more about workers eating produce while they work. Here in Mishnah Base, we talk about Hamotzi Polav L'Sadeh, one who takes workers out to a field. So unlike the previous Mishnah, where we were inside a chatzer, a courtyard, which in and of itself would be a reason to requiring tithing under certain circumstances, here we're in the field, so we don't have that extra element. So the issue just becomes, are they being paid with these, let's say, figs, or not? Again, same principle. If they're being paid with the figs, then it's like being sold to them. And at that point, it's like a little mini harvest. And if they have even two figs as a mini harvest, so then they'll need to tithe it. If it's eaten one fig at a time, even if it's being compensation, so since they haven't got a tzeruf, a combination of many figs together, an aggregation to constitute a mini harvest, so then again, echilas arai, casual eating is permitted. And if it's being given to them as a gift, so then in any case, even if they do aggregate a number of these figs as a gift, they'd be allowed to eat it because there's nothing kicks in to require the tithing of this unprocessed figs. On the other hand, if the figs were processed, so then even one fig would require tithing because it's now after being processed. So that's the Mishnah outside. The Mishnah inside says very straightforwardly, Hamotzi Polav L'Sadeh. If a person takes his workers out to the field, and these workers, let's say, are doing some work other than picking figs off the trees. They're out there schlepping or hoeing or weeding or something. Bizman she'ein lehem alav mazonos, in a scenario where the employer has not committed to pay them in food also, meaning to provide them with food, which means if he gives them food, so that food that he's getting, they're getting is just a gift. So then ochlin u'paturin, they can eat and they're exempt from tithing. They can eat achilas arai, no reason to tithe because it's just a gift of not gomar malacha produce. Ve'im yesh lehem alav mazonos. On the other hand, if the employer has undertaken to provide them with food, so then this food is compensation, and therefore it's like a sale to them. And that being the case, it is if they have tzair, if they have an aggregation of even two figs, then they'll need to tithe it. And therefore the Mishnah says, ochlin achas achas minatzeina, they can pick one fig at a time, straight off the tree, and eating those they can, without tithing it, because they haven't got seraf, they haven't got an aggregation of figs. But even meaning if they take two at a time, then they would have seraf and aggregation, and then they would need to tithe it. The Mishnah finishes by saying, avalo min hasal, while they may take it directly from the tree and eat it, assuming that they're taking it one at a time and not tithe it, if it's their compensation, they may not take it from the sal, which is a basket, or a kupa, which is a basket, a different kind of, like a box. The reason why is because we've said that, if you remember back to the first parak, Mishnah Hey, the gemar malacha of figs is picking them off the tree and putting them into the container. So once they've gone into the sal, the basket, or the kupa, the box, so then they've reached gemar malacha, and then even one fig that's given as a compensation would need to be tithed because it has gemar malacha and mecher, sale. Velomina mukta, and also they may not help themselves even one at a time from the mukta without tithing first. The mukta, says the Bar Tanura, is a pile of figs. Now, technically, a pile of figs would not have reached the stage of gemar malacha because it hasn't gone into the container yet. However, whether mukta is a pile of figs like the Bar Tanura translates it, or it's the area where they'd put out figs to dry, as the Rambam says. Here, Chazal wanted to treat this aggregation of figs, since it's quite similar to being a box, to being like a box, so I guess there should be no confusion. Okay, so therefore, even if they're picking individual figs from a pile of figs on a container, if it's their compensation, they may not eat it without tithing it first.